This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. You think it's everybody sucks. You don't really know why.
Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today. Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, some of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing well and taking care of yourselves. So hey, guess what? We talk about aliens, we talk about whether or not people are aliens, and today we're going to talk about whether or not Limp Bizkit has an alien inside of their band. Hey, check it out. No. Well, let's get into it. So they have an interesting member of their band by the name of Wes Borland. I'll pull him up here. Now, if this guy doesn't look like an alien to you, I don't know what does. But let's take a look at some of his outfits and some of the alien creations that he's made along the way. So what I love, I mean, you can love or hate Limp Bizkit. That is totally fine. If you didn't do it for the nookie, that's all right. No big deal. But I think that the artistry and the beautiful creations that are the mind of Wes Borland really have been put on display since 1999, basically when the band got big. So what I like to do is explore the mind. I also like to explore aliens, but I also like to explore the... And what we find is the most creative people seem to be able to tap into this brain wavelength that is a combination of alpha, beta, and theta brain waves. So what most musicians, what most artists, what most people who are engaged in alien activity even... or are interested in ufology, tap into this alpha and theta brain wavelength. Okay, so the alpha is seen when a person briefly awakens out of sleep. It's found in the back of the brain, and it's known to be located in the occipital lobe during rapid eye movement. It's also found in vivid dreaming. And so this happened to me a lot, and so I kind of like wanted to relay it to you as well. When I was younger, and didn't need a whole bunch of medication to get to sleep anymore, but back when I could sleep, I would wake up with music. I used to write music, and I would wake up with music in my mind, music all the time going on. And I would wake up and I would write the music out, or I would play it and record it. And that's what a lot of these musicians, Prince, Bizkit, Tom Petty, you know, the greats, have all done, is tapped into this collective unconsciousness of these wavelengths. Most great writers state that they're a vessel for the music to come through. Even Michael Jackson, they're able to tap into this this length that gives us this information. And it's interesting too, because Coldplay actually wrote a song called I wrote something just like this with the Chainsmokers, and it's about both of them coming up with the exact same idea at the exact same time, because we're all on the same wavelength. But that being said, I want to talk about the artistry that comes out of that. And let's take a look at the alienness of Wes Borland and his creations throughout time. So I pulled up a couple images. I think you'll really enjoy them. It's a nice history of what he's created throughout his life on stage, a persona perhaps. He stated in an interview that these personas, these costumes allow him to feel able to get up on stage in front of tens of thousands of people and feel comfortable doing it. So let's take a look at a few of them here. I'm going to pull them up and just let you take a look at them. So back in 99, we'll try to get this as zoomed in as possible here, as this can be too much. So this is around the start of when they started to become popular back in the late 90s. In 99, you can start to see Wes Borland, who's the guitarist for Limp Bizkit. He's the only one that decided to basically become a character on stage. Now, there's lots of bands that have characters on stage, but I think it's interesting because Borland really wanted the rest of the band to dress up, but he couldn't convince anybody else to do it. So they were like, yeah, you go ahead, you become an alien or whatever you want to do. And he did it. And so you can see it's very interesting because at the beginning, he used blackout eyes. They call them shark eyes, shark contacts. And then he kind of basically did a white face. And then he has this peeling skin as though he's in this continual caterpillar change, transforming from a caterpillar into the beautiful butterfly. He's got this skin coming off. And this is back in 99 at the Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View, California, in 1999. So that was the release of their second album, Significant Other, where they really gained a lot of popularity. As you can see, the outfits start to come together. He really starts to transform more into an alien in this picture, where he's got this huge T at the top of his head. He's all blacked out around his face, and he's got like this, like almost like this, like body going down across his face with these white stripes going down into his beard, and then he's got an all black kind of silhouetted dress. And his ears are black. He's got this like huge necklace going around his neck that's black and red, and he kind of looks tribal, or maybe even like a voodoo doctor type of person. This is at Woodstock back in 99. The Woodstock 99 was actually pretty good, and the Woodstock 94 was great too. This look was actually a precursor to Wes Borland and the video Break Stuff, which is the one I played at the beginning. So a lot of people say this is one of his best outfits that he has ever created. This next one continues to show his metamorphosis into the white face and black eyes, but he's got what looks like blood all over his body. This one took place summer 2000 at the Pukkelpop Festival, which I believe is in Sweden, if I'm not mistaken, back in 2000. Now, this one's really cool. I like this one a lot. This has like the cross on the forehead and really makes himself look like a skeleton. Got all blacked out. I mean, look at the time and effort. I mean, this is just the initial costumes that he started coming up with. You have to paint your entire body, your entire upper half of your body, and get the white and all these markings. I mean, this would take a while. I mean, this guy really put a lot of effort into his stage costumes, and he's known as having some of the best stage costumes, period. This one's just a mask. I wouldn't really put much faith into that one. But look at this. This, he really starts looking like a tribal leader or something like that. He's got like the whole face, like the tribal teeth painted onto his face to make himself look more treacherous, more bodacious. And he's got the red eyes and the black hair going around. And he's painted ribs onto himself, which I think is kind of interesting. And if you look on the left shoulders and the right shoulder, he has a rainbow. So out of all this darkness and what seems to be, you know, like a terrorizing figure or a death-like type figure, he has rainbows on there. So you got to admit, he put a lot of emotion into this, a lot of thought into this. So maybe, you know, the symbolism is even out of darkness can come beauty. Would be my interpretation of it. Art isn't interpretive. And I love the fact that he just really went for it. You know, he didn't hold back. He really just decided, hey, I'm going to put all my creative effort, not only into my music, but also into everything I do. And I mean, who else can say that we've been able to do that in our life? We haven't had enough time, haven't had the opportunities or created the opportunities. So I'm going to, you know, live vicariously through Wes Borland here for a minute. Now look at this one. He continues to use like the multicolored rainbows, it looks like, and the ribs, but it's all white instead of black. And he's got this like mirror ball on his face. Not the whole face though, just over the eyes and the nose. The rest of his face is white and he's got the red lips. And this was back in 2009, interestingly enough. So, I mean, a lot of the images so far have been from, you know, 2000, right? The beginning of the millennium. And this one was in Milan, and it really set off nicely. You know, it got him to show off the glitter ball mask and everything else. Now, a lot of people aren't aware, but he actually performed with Marilyn Manson. Limp Bizkit split up, and he performed with Marilyn Manson. This image right here, this costume, looks like it was basically created from a Manson-type, you know, encounter and engagement. So, let's see. This one was from the Sonosphere in 2011. They say it's a clown mask with blue contact lenses and a resplendent white suit with a pink rose on his lapel. So, let's take a look here. I don't know if he was with Manson at this time or if he was with Bizkit, but he did rejoin Bizkit. I think it was 2009, I want to say. Now, check this bad boy out. So many people want to go see shows because of his amazing costumes, right? So it's obvious that he's deep into not only alien mythology, but also fashion mythology as well. And look at this. I mean, this one was from the Gramercy Theater in New York City in May 2010. Now, look at that. He's got the mirror ball on the shoulder. He's got hair coming out the top. He's got this thing that wraps around his head, the black eyes. What's amazing about Wes was he really never kept one outfit too long. He actually just made an amazing one that I'll show you in a minute that he only wore for 11 performances because he'd state that the outfits would get too sweaty, too stinky, and they just couldn't recover. They couldn't be washed, right? So he had to just get rid of them. Look at this thing. He's got like the goth kind of drag queen thing going on. He's got a wig. He's got, I don't know, big lips painted on, and he's got fur. And I mean, that thing's got to be hot. I wonder if it was the winter. Borland was flaunting his feminine side at the Leeds Festival in 2010. I don't know if that was a cold period of the year or not, but I would have to imagine it was. Check this bad boy out. He's got kind of like the dead slash thing going on. He's got this huge top hat with hair coming through the top of the top hat cut out. And then he's got these draped over beautiful black kind of haunting fabric coming over the top with some silver shirt. And look at these leggings. This looks like the alien body. These leggings are, you know, they just have that real sci-fi reminiscent look to them. Look at this hair coming off the guitar strap even. I mean, he's just got the craziest stuff coming out. I mean, stuff I wouldn't even think of. And look, he's even got like the faux fur boots on. I mean, and this is one day later. So they say he morphed into a proper horror show witch-like creation. So he wanted to give people a brand new look. basically every night or every few nights. Like, and I love this. This was a, kind of a trademark of his. He'd do this half face paint thing where he'd paint just over his eyes and then give himself black or shiny image there. Here's something he introduced in Germany about a year later. So this thing has a witch face, the same hat, but now he introduced the eyes, the LED eyes. And the leggings are similar to what the leggings were a couple costumes ago, except black. But now here we go back to the half face paint with a star in the middle. And look at his hair. I mean, this hair, like...
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I don't know if you can see this. I'm going to try to zoom in on it. Look at that. I mean, his hair is so perfect with the white. I mean, it just really makes it stand out. Even in his mouth, it looks like his tongue is painted black. I mean, that's insane to me. So I wanted to show that one off. Look, he's got, I don't know, some crazy markings, some alien markings there. What's interesting is looking through these, it's just really fascinating to me because could you imagine, like, encountering an alien that looked like this? You'd be like, what the hell? Why is their face half painted white, half painted black? But I actually have a dog that has a half painted body. Its body, its legs literally were cut off with color, with white and black. Just perfect. I was like, how is that natural? But it's part of nature. It happens. So it's not like it's unheard of. That guitar right there is badass, by the way. Yeah, that's an Ibanez. Those are Ibanez marks there. The thing is sweet as hell. All right, let's go on to the next one. We got the LED eyes again. Not a whole lot different. Now here we get into this, like, kind of like the Mexican mustachioed man here with, like, the short hair. That's his real hair. He's got the glasses and all white outfit. Not looking too alien, kind of looking more bizarro. But he's got, like, red right there by his crotch and stuff. I don't know. It's kind of freaky looking. Horrific comb-over style, they stated. Blood daubed on his pants and a sharp white jacket from 2012. Now, this one is deemed to be one of his most interesting. This one, he stated he started to get into, like, a lot of opera and plays. And so he started to use the Phantom of the Opera mask, except he used a full mask. And then utilized some sequins and some light up buttons on it to really make it pop out with the blonde wig. He's got a corset on, again using the nice Ibanez white guitar this time, back in 2012. And check this one out. Now this is a little bit similar, but it has a different type of mask. Another Phantom of the Opera looking type mask, except this one's got all pearls on it. And he's got the black hair with black full body, and I like the way that he uses this black arm band with sequins on it, buttons on it. You can just tell, I mean, he really just spent a ton of time detailing every single piece of attire he had on him, and he really put a lot of thought into it. Interestingly enough, he uses a lot of different guitars too. If you're a music fan at all, you can see this one is a cutout, and it really allows it to have an acoustic sound too. This is what is called an electric acoustic guitar. And so you can play this electric or acoustic, but playing it live really gives it a more fuller sound. So that's it's an interesting choice of guitar that he used there. As you can see, he started to go back to the Cinco de Mayo look. He's got the flowers around his chest, the yellow. It seems to be a theme on this one with a nice yellow fedora. yellow glasses, yellow lei. And look at this. I mean, just look at the patterns on this. He's got a vest on over this amazing patterned shirt. I mean, you know, when you went to go see these guys live, you were going to see a real show and not just, hey, you know, like Kiss, you know, putting on the same outfit every night. This guy gave you something brand new almost every single night. And look at, he would make sure that the guitars match. And none of these guitars are the same. I mean, this is a totally brand new black Ibanez, totally different from the other ones. But this is one of the favorites as well. This one was debuted and showed off at the Sionosphere 2014. Glistening black face mask. You can see he's got the painted guitar cabs. He's got, which basically he painted himself. He's got Eddie Van Halen guitar amps behind him. And yeah, man, he's got this nice skirt on. I mean, really cool, adorned with buttons on it. And again, these all have to get retired because he can only wear them for like a few shows, and then they have to get retired. He could probably swap them out, you know, maybe wear one outfit every twice a month or something like that. But they have to get retired, he states. So there's another one here. I like this one. This one's kind of like the Dead Man. It's all white except for like these, his mouth is painted full out towards the end of his cheek and ear area. He's got, it looks like no nose. It's like painted to look as though he has no nose there. Really, really cool. And he's got kind of like the blood-stained shirt, jacket there. I mean, and that's in 2016. Really cool stuff. We're getting to image 23 or 29, so we're almost towards the end here. We're getting a little bit up in the years. He's getting a little bit older. He's got the nice mustache again in this one. And almost an homage to Kiss here with the eye paint here. So to the Starman, maybe. But he's got a nice pink floral shirt on, you know, like Miami-ish type shirt. Going back again to the black Ibanez. With a huge blue robe adorned with exterior black lapel and cuffs. Very, very nice. I like that. I like that. Again, going back to the mustachioed man in, let's see which year this was. This is 2019. Okay. At the Doheny State Beach Performance. He started not wearing pants anymore. So he would wear like these like very adorned pineapple. This one's like a pineapple shirt. He's got his face and a cowboy hat on. But yeah, it must have been pretty warm out there because he's kind of going with no pants. He's got the stirrups on his legs and these like multi-striped socks on. I mean, it's freaking hilarious. But that one's in California, 2019. And then this one, this is going to be more recent, right? So, oh, they don't have the date on this one. So, oh, yeah, they do. It's 2021. So, in 2021, he decided he wanted to create this really cool, again, going back to the Phantom of the Opera type thing here, up towards the top. And you can see it's all white, and then underneath his face it's painted red. But you see these teeth here? A lot of people don't know what this is, but right on his chest, he's got what looks like about 250 teeth. I actually did the research on this one. So he wanted real buffalo teeth, but they were really heavy. And so he actually used real buffalo teeth, but he casted these out so that they'd be lighter to wear. So he has about 250 casted buffalo teeth on his chest with a nice long black jacket. And then he's got these long black, he's got some post-apocalyptic knee pads on with some extra faux fur boots as well, rocking that black Ibanez again. This is in the summer of 2021 shows in North America. They state he's got dad vibe looks. Well, if you remember when Biscuit came back out again, you know, Fred Durst was... he had all gray hair, and they were all like, what the hell? It looked like a wig, but it was actually his real hair. So Durst went dad vibes, and Borland went all out again. Now, this is interesting. In an extremely rare photo, Borland's wearing no makeup, no contact lenses. in his eyes or any crazy costumes. In 2022, during some downtime, Borland was part of legendary composer Danny Elfman's band at Coachella. Danny Elfman has produced every freaking soundtrack you can imagine. Every movie that you can think of, he's basically done. They did he's done compositions for Simpsons theme song. He's done it for Nightmare Before Christmas. So they performed those, and he didn't dress up for that. Look, I mean, he just looks so different, so normal. But, I mean, for years and years and years, he's painted his face. Then, as we go back to Biscuit, you can see even Durst has motivated himself and come into the fold to wear a little bit of a costume. He's got a long wig there on with some red glasses. No more red backwards baseball hat for him. No, he decided to go white. And you can see Borland decided to go black for the face and white underneath. A new black Ibanez, different than the other ones. But this this was during their Dad Vibes tour. Again, coming out with a sixth studio album called Still Sucks back in 2021. But a nice white suit there. And we're getting towards the end. We're at 28 to 29. Now look at this beast. This is an amazing, amazing outfit. It's all black, right? Got the all black everything, but you got like the black and white tie. He's got very deep. Let me see if I can zoom in on this. Make sure you guys can see this pretty well. I don't know if this is going to work, but see how deep that black is? It's really deep. He's got the teeth here painted on, a mustache here. Black painted into the nostrils to make it look like he's the dead man. He's got black around his eyes. This is a shirt, actually, not a tie. And then he's got another black Ibanez. He's just got all kinds of different black Ibanezes with different trim. But yeah, beautiful stuff. So what's this one say? It says pictured here, Biscuit's massive Gunnersbury Park gig in London of 2023. So this is just last year. He combined a number of his trademark themes with a pitch black suit paired with a skeletal face, pure black contact lenses. And 29 of 29. Now this doesn't even have his most recent one, but this is an interesting one. It's got the combo eyes. And here, let's zoom in on this. You can see these are his real eyes. These are the painted on eyes. Have you ever seen these before where people will paint like multiple eyes onto their face and it's just like really distracting and you can't figure out which one's which? This one you can definitely tell, but nonetheless, I mean, if you close your eyes, you can paint your eyelids too. So you can really have a lot of different eyes on you, as Biscuit always does. They've got tens of thousands of people in the audience, but he's got eyes on his shirt, suspenders, and he's got a wrench with a snake around it on his shirt. So this one is from 2023, the Louder Than Life Music Festival in Kentucky. So here's where I'm going to pull up his most recent outfit. Hang on one second here. Okay, so here's the coup de grace, right? This is the most recent one. He took those buffalo teeth and basically put them onto a almost Phantom of the Opera-like mask. And it looks like he's got like some bars going through the top. It looks very floral painted. It's white, and it has red and green painted decorations on it. But this whole thing, it looks, it's all teeth. They're casted teeth, and then he's got a floral shirt on with a floral guitar, which is very unheard of for Borland. I mean, usually sporting that black one or a white one, but he's got the floral pants to match and a nice blue guitar strap. So, I mean, this dude is out there just having fun. Now, he's been rated as one of the highest-ranking guitar players of all time. Now, in innovation. So I think that's important to remember, because a lot of people don't think about that. But this dude has been such an innovator that, you know, he's just come up with so many different things that sound amazing. Kind of like Korn, you know, where they had that kind of same sound. But really, really just fascinating stuff. And here's a painting that I don't think I've shown you guys right there. So that's a nice one. If you haven't seen it, it's an alien. It almost looks like Borland himself. But I think that Borland could be an alien. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. 100%. Could he be? Sure. Yeah. And here's one of my paintings that looks kind of like Borland right here. It's one of my very first paintings when I started back in 2022, I want to say. Something like that, October 2022. So I think it's important in wrapping this up that we think about, how do we get so much creativity? We utilize those alpha brain waves. We utilize those theta brain waves that are just at the cusp, the precipice of waking up, or in a deep meditational state. You can access your internal creativity that way. You can do it when you're in beta, when you're awake and alert, but it's to come up with like those impetuses for the kernel of your creation and creativity. Those meditative states really are key for that. So just keep that in mind. If you want to meditate for a few minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, really just allow yourself to breathe in and breathe out and allow yourself to allow some of the creative wavelength, to tap into that creative wavelength. It's like tuning into a music station. You can do it. It's just a matter of tuning in and obtaining it. I think that that's going to be key for a lot of people. I encourage you strongly to try it. Even if you don't believe in meditation, maybe just trying, giving a shot, seeing what you can do. I know when I gave myself peace and quiet, I was able to come up with all kinds of interesting capabilities with painting that I had never done before. So I strongly encourage you to follow your guys' hopes, dreams, hobbies, whatever they may be. If it's a hobby you haven't done in a while, just pick it back up. It's there. It didn't go anywhere. It's still there and still around. You still have the capability to jump back into it and engage with it. I think when it comes to musicians and creativity, these guys know how to tap into it. Even if you hate Biscuit, right? Even if you're into, you know, I don't care who you're into. These guys all tapped into it somehow, some way. And you can too. That's what I want for the world, because I think when we're looking at ascension, when we're looking at trying to become better people, become a higher evolved species, we're going to have to tap into our creative outlooks and aspects and say, hey, what can we do? What are we capable of? What do we have within us that we can tap into and become creative with? And that leads to a more fulfilling life. That leads to a better life. That leads to less stress. It leads to more creativity. It gives more back to humanity. It gives more back to you and your family. And it allows you to explore all that you are. Explore everything that you could be. And when you can do that, it's life-changing. It's life-changing because so many of us are stuck in the day-to-day, working, just like me. But I take the time out to try to explore art, try to explore aliens, try to explore paranormal, because it's important for me. That's my individuality. That's my hobby. That's my interests in painting and art and everything. So I hope you guys are enjoying this just as much as I am. I know this is maybe a little bit of a deviation, but again, he dresses like an alien, so it's kind of alien. And I have an alien hoodie on, or I have a space hoodie on. So, you know, we're staying with the space theme. So I hope you guys are having a fantastic day, taking care of yourself spiritually, physically, emotionally, following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, and continue to question the universe around you. Please like, follow, share, subscribe, and I'll continue to bring podcasts to you as much as I can. Thanks for joining. Take care of yourself. Locked On Universe out. Peace.